defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. The end of the week. How you doing today? A lot of email coming in yesterday about yesterday's conversation about Ed Stack, CEO running for president. Not going to read it. I don't have enough time to. I wish I did. I'm getting overwhelmed by emails. I really do love that when that happens. I'm going to spend some time over the weekend catching up on that. Being out of town for a couple days killed me on that front. But that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. So welcome inside the studios today as we get cracking. Lee, the gun writer Williams, will be here in the next segment. Stay with me for three quarters of the show today, which is always going to be fun. Don't even ask me where we're going to go with him. It's Friday. It'll be jump ball, toss up. Hey, Lee, what do you want to talk about? I want to tell you something that I think is cool because I love stories like this. Did you know, have you ever heard of Sevier County, Tennessee? Now, you know, I was in Tombstone, Arizona not long ago with Kurt Schilling. Second Amendment City. First city in America, Tombstone is, to proclaim themselves, literally by proclamation signed by the mayor, Second Amendment City. You got to love that. I wish more local municipalities would step up to the plate and do that. Sevier County, and there are a number that have, but here's the latest one. Sevier County in Tennessee, now a Second Amendment sanctuary. What does that mean? Second Amendment sanctuary. The vote was held on Monday, the 21st. Was Monday the 21st? Yeah, Monday was the 21st. Vote was held on Monday night. Following Blount County and the city of Dandridge, Tennessee, members of the Sevier County leadership, voted to make the county a sanctuary. Leaders said the move doesn't change any laws, but is a sign of support. And to me, that means a lot. Just simply saying it. So what does a sanctuary mean? It's a safe haven for you, is what it means. It means the city leaders believe in your right to keep and bear arms. And it's kind of a veiled statement to the federal government. Hey, we don't want your crap in here, lunatic socialists. Get away from us. We don't need you here, nor do we want you here. We support the right to keep and bear arms. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Oh, no. And I got some email yesterday on Eagle Star Fletcher Cox fending off an alleged intruder. There's more to that story than meets the eye. I didn't have enough time to go over that yesterday. There's more to that. The guy who went in the house, supposedly, I think this is going to be some kind of like triangle here. Where it appeared to me from what I looked at, and I may be wrong. If I am, let me know. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll correct it. But it appeared from what I was looking at yesterday when I dug a little bit deeper after the show, because I caught it while I was talking about it. I thought, ooh, you know what? This guy that got in apparently was involved with the Eagle Fletcher Cox's girlfriend at some point in time. How do I know that? Because upon further review and digging into it a little bit, it was mentioned, that the intruder's ex-girlfriend secured a temporary restraining order after the incident. And this guy tried to get in by breaking the door. So I'm not saying it's necessarily a triangle, but it looks like Cox might be dating this guy's estranged girlfriend or something like that. Yeah, those domestic situations can get pretty nasty. They really can. I wrote about one of those in my first book, Lessons from Armed America, which I don't really talk enough about anymore. That book will eventually be available on my website, as will my second book with Rob Pincus, Lessons from Unarmed America. And I got some fun stuff to tell you about the website here in a couple minutes in this segment, too. We'll get some of that out of the way before Lee, the gunwriter Williams, joins us, and we find out where he wants to go. But those domestic things, you know, when you're talking about, former girlfriend or, in the case of my story in my book, Lessons from Armed America, was an individual that was dating a woman whose divorce wasn't final yet. And the husband was having none of that because he literally, truly still was the husband. Okay. So you know, there's some really good advice I can give you out there. And I know it might not be my place, but it's just a place to remind you. This is an opportunity to remind you that there are bad people out there. And as I always tell you, if you don't want to have a run-in with the cops that might lead to your arrest or physical injury or even death because you don't like cops, then don't break the law. Isn't that, that seems pretty, it's natural, right? Don't break the law and you're not going to run into the cops for the most part. Stay on the straight and narrow and you're not going to really have a run-in with the cops. If you do, be polite, be friendly. If they want your ID, give it to them, even if you don't have to, because you're going to lose the encounter. Give it to them, then you can take up those problems after the fact. Okay? But if you don't want to have a run-in, don't break the law. You know, if you don't want to be involved in a domestic dispute, you know, it might not be a good idea to be involved with someone who has a really ticked off husband. Maybe even fresh ex-husband, right? You know, you got to be smart about this stuff because while you might not be doing anything wrong, other people might not like what you're doing. So that's my education tip of the week for you. We'll get more tips of the week from Rob Pincus. All right, so that's just a good thing. But there was more to that story. I know there's more to it, but I don't really care. I'm not going to talk about it again. He used a shotgun. The guy went away. End of discussion. Whatever happens after that, I couldn't care less. A lawful use of a firearm for self-defense. That's a win in my book, and that's a happy ending story. And no shots fired. So that's a win, win, win all the way around, right? Yes. Hold on. Defender Coffee. Hold tight. Iced. Love me some iced coffee. Oh, man. Michael Moore, not going to waste my breath with that guy anymore. You heard those stories yesterday. Where were we on the website front? Let me tell you, I've been doing a tremendous amount of work today prior to this program on the website, and it's coming together. I saw the new site yesterday for the first time. I am super excited and can't wait to launch it to you. It's really cool. We got some house cleaning that we're doing, essentially. Putting things in different places, moving a couple logos here, putting sponsor stuff where it needs to be. Putting the shop in the shop. Yeah, the shop. Got three products for you on the shop already. I kind of teased that a little bit yesterday. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can go over there now. Get your name on the mail list when it's ready to pop. You're going to be the first one to know. So I'm hopeful that that will be sometime next week. I'm hopeful that that will be the case. All right. Well, what you want to know what I'm putting on there? I'm not going to tell you right now. Okay, I'll tell you right now. No, I'm not going to tell you right now. I want to surprise you. Go over there and join. Get on the email list, and I'll email it to you, okay? So what do we got? We got Tennessee County Sevier, now a Second Amendment sanctuary. I love that. We talked Ed Stack. I got a lot of email about Ed Stack. A lot of people, yeah, I just want you to go back and listen to the show yesterday. I think it was pretty straightforward. The guy believes he can win. He can run for president because he's believing all the hype about himself as the media fawns all over his gun control positions. As I said yesterday, he would be wise to look at what happened to everybody else who is running on that gun control platform. None of them can seem to get out of the potty, if you know what I'm talking about. Now, at the NASGW show a couple days ago, I saw a really cool firearm. And it's called by Altor Corp, A-L-T-O-R. Perfectly simple and simply perfect. It looks like a welding gun that you would use to put together a model. I kid you not, like that would have the heating element at the end. Not necessarily a welding tool, but, you know, one of those heating element things. And it is a one-shot, single-shot self-defense pistol made of two parts. The barrel literally twists off and unlocks. The round is placed inside it where it sticks out of an end on the grip side. Then the barrel is replaced and twisted into place. It can be twisted two clicks with safe on, one click, safe off, one squeeze of the trigger, which is about a 4.5 pound pull. The gun goes bang. It's in 380 or 9, and it's $100 retail. Altor Corp. So you want to check that out, altorcorp.com, just to go take a look at it. I thought it was neat, and I wanted you to take a look at it. I would love to know what you think about this thing. I don't have one. I'm not going to get one. But because I have my backups already in place, and I can handle more than one single shot. But for those of you who might want, this would be great for, you know, like a third backup for a cop. That last round that might save your life or someone else's in a fight. This thing was really neat. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before. Go check it out. Altor Corp was pretty neat. I told the owner, hey, man, I like that. I think that's very unique. And I'll drive my listeners to it to go take a look at it. And I think you guys should do it. Guys out of Phoenix, Arizona. And it's like I said, it's just a one single shot self-defense firearm. And he says without any rivals, and he's right about that. I've never seen anything like it, but he had quite the crowd around his little booth. And you never know, you might like it. I one, two, two simple, three, made some, one, two, three, four, five parts, but it's essentially two because the only things you need to worry about are the two parts. But take a look at it. It's foolproof operation. Disconnect it, load it, connect it, fire it. It's that simple. You can carry it with you safely in a lot of different Yaki slide holsters. I thought it was pretty neat. So that was something cool that I wanted to bring to your attention. When we come back, Lee the Gun Writer Williams is going to be here. I have no idea where he wants to go. So we're going to let him pick and choose his fights. Fair enough. Sounds good to me. Don't go away. Be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Segment two begins right now as we close out the week. We're going to have some fun. I know I was a little bit all over the board, right, in the first segment, told you some fun stuff that I wanted to talk about and kind of just popped to my mind, which is all good. Got some swag coming to the AAR website. The website's about ready to pop. I saw it yesterday as it's being worked on. It looks great. Can't wait to roll it out to you, and I'll keep you advised on when that's going to happen. Won't be too long now. If you want to get on that list and be the first to know, just visit armedamericanradio.com or .org, either one, and get your name on that email list, and you'll be the first to know, because right before we roll it out, I'm going to send you an email, okay, and let you know that it's getting ready to pop. You'll be the first to be able to go in there and grab some of that really cool first, be the first ones to grab some of the AAR available swag, which will be kind of fun. We're only going to do two or three items to start, but we'll add more as we go. Got to start somewhere, right? And I mentioned some other fun stuff and the severe Tennessee. And then I told Dix, you know, Ed Stack wanting to run for president. My next guest is Lee the Gunwriter Williams, and we're going to bring him in and probably talk about some of those things too. But as I was telling you that I didn't know where I wanted to go, I got some information come across my desk from my good friend Alexander Rubin at New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and I sent it over to Lee before he called in, and lo and behold, he's got it. We're both laughing at it, and we want to bring it to you now. Lee, the Gunwriter Williams, how the heck are you? Can you believe this stuff, bro?
Oh, brother. This is amazing.
You know what they do? They just keep handing it to you. And when you think, oh, we're finally going to get a break, maybe I can breathe for a little bit, your phone goes ding, you know? And as soon as your phone goes ding, you look down, you think, you have got to be kidding me. So let's take a look, because I thought this was fascinating, and it came across my phone. I'm going to switch glasses right now. Now, I sent it to you just a second ago. You've had a chance to open it, right?
Yeah. All right. I haven't stopped giggling.
Well, it's kind of, yeah, I know, it's funny. Let's go with the headline. The headline is, and I love, you know how I love headlines, Lee, right? You can glean so much from something just by reading the headline. And I believe, you know, I look at these things differently. I look at the headline and analyze it. What does this tell me? Well, New Jersey, NJ2AS, New Jersey Second Amendment Society listener, is pretty straight up. Moms Demand Action hosts event with illegal large capacity magazine, ghost gun parts and tools, bayonet and live ammunition. Lee, if just from the headline, here's what I can tell you. If you or I in New Jersey held a pro-gun event and wanted to educate New Jersey residents and gun owners about the screwed up New Jersey laws, and we used these very props to do so, we would have been arrested, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we'd be celebrating several birthdays behind bars.
It's true, though. And there's a reason for that.
Absolutely.
Because they don't like us because we're pro-gun. Because we're pro-rights, which makes them anti-gun, anti-rights, right? If we're pro-rights, doesn't that make them anti-rights?
Absolutely.
Okay. On Saturday, October 19th, Moms Demand Action, an organization that claims they advocate firearm safety and common sense gun laws, in quotes, held a Firearms 101 presentation with guest speaker Scott Pappalardo. Their website lists the event description as, and I'm going to quote now, guest speaker Scott Pappalardo, a gun owner and volunteer leader in Moms Demand Action. That means FUD. Well, doesn't it?
FUD. FUD, FUD, FUD.
Describe FUD for listeners.
A FUD is worse than an anti-gunner. A FUD purports to own guns and knows everything more than you do, much smarter than you, they think. And he's basically a quisling or a traitor.
That advocates for gun safety, which means gun control, which means confiscation and what's the word? Infringement of your rights pretending to be, but I'm a gun owner. So I think all that's like, you know, bought and paid for is essentially this guy's a FUD. So he's a volunteer in Moms Demand Action, presents firearm basics, how they work, how they are classified, and how the permitting process works in New Jersey and in other states across the country. Our intention is to prepare non-gun-owning volunteers to have knowledgeable conversations about gun violence prevention. They don't even know what that means, Lee. What does that even mean?
Yeah, no kidding.
They don't have a clue.
It's nothing. It's a talking point.
Yeah, they want to be able to have conversations about gun violence prevention with gun owners they meet at tables or events or in their everyday lives. So this FUD is going to try to teach these anti-gun Moms Demand Action lunatics about guns. So in the process, he brings all these parts. At the meeting, he showed up with large capacity magazines. Now, let's start with that. Large capacity magazines. To those of us in free America, outside of New Jersey and a handful of other states, a large capacity magazine, Lee the Gun Writer Williams, is what?
A standard capacity magazine.
Designed and manufactured for the original firearm.
Designed and manufactured for the firearm. Yeah. Glock 17, my ARs and AKs 30.
Okay. Unserialized 80% AR-15 lower receivers. Tell me about that.
Ghost gun. Ooh, using the horrible New Jersey definition. For me, it's a gun part. It's an afternoon of doing a little work.
That's it.
It's not a firearm. But in New Jersey, it's horrible.
Okay, in New Jersey, it's considered a firearm. And the parts and tools to complete the lower receivers to functioning AR-15 rifles. So if you have the parts that can be used with that 80% finished receiver to actually build the gun, which you have. Don't you have that, Lee, at home?
Oh, yeah.
So it's legal where you are in Florida, in the Gunshine State.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's not in New Jersey. And he also had, get this, this is the most frightening thing of all, I think. He also had a large bayonet.
Ooh, I'm glad nobody was killed. Glad nobody died.
So these things are all against New Jersey law. But he had them. But they're against the law in New Jersey. He also had large capacity magazines, unserialized. Oh, here's the pictures of it. Large capacity magazines, unserialized AR-15 lower. It's called a ghost gun. Large bayonet that Scott Papiardo possessed. So here's what happened. In New Jersey, Lee, do you have the piece in front of you?
Yeah.
Can you scroll to the part and read what it says about the law, a magazine law underneath
purchasing
the photographs? Go ahead.
Large capacity magazines are defined by New Jersey law as a box, drum, tube, or other container which is capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammunition to be fed continuously and directly therefrom into a semi-automatic firearm.
Ooh, so that sounds pretty frightening in New Jersey, doesn't it?
I'm scared. I would not have one in New Jersey.
That's just it's against law. It's a crime to have what you have, free American, in the state of New Jersey. It's hard to believe we're talking about an American state and American citizens. Take a listen to what the law says. Any person who knowingly has in his possession a large-capacity ammunition magazine is guilty of a crime of the fourth degree. And then you just heard Lee read exactly what that is. The prohibition and ban of large-capacity magazines has been widely supported by gun control organizations, as you know, such as Moms Demand Action. I'm reading this from the page from NJ2AS. By transporting a large capacity magazine anywhere in New Jersey, a person would violate New Jersey law 2C399H. And here's what this states. I don't think I'm going to be able to get it in before we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to read you the law. And then I want to tell you whether or not Scott Papiardo's in Papalardo, is in any trouble. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios. Don't forget to please, please, please support all of our great sponsors. There will be more. You'll be hearing from more in the very, very near future. Lots of fun stuff getting ready to happen. This Sunday, 2 days from now, guess what's getting ready to happen on the MonsterCast? In hour one, I'm going to give away the gun range, the giveaway. I spoke with Ernie Emerson earlier this morning. In two private conversations, Emerson is going to be on the program with us on Sunday. Oh, he is America's foremost. His knives are famous in all of the most dangerous places, famous in the worst places. Okay, that's because the people who use his tools are doing things while you sleep to keep you safe, and they use his instruments. In fact, the individuals that wiped out bin Laden's camp there in Pakistan, Abbottabad, were carrying his stuff. Ernie Emerson's the real deal. So he'll be here on Sunday. You're not going to want to miss that, I promise. So make sure to please support all of our sponsors. I'm drinking some Defender coffee now. I'll give you the name in the next segment. But let's go back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, I got to go back to this law. By not only having the magazine, but transporting it. Any person who manufactures, causes to be manufactured, transports, ships, sells, or disposes of a large-capacity ammunition magazine which is intended to be used for any purpose other than for authorized military or law enforcement purposes by duly authorized military or law enforcement personnel is guilty of a crime of the fourth degree. Lee, So he's guilty for holding it, showing it, having it, possessing it, and transporting it there, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Can't make an exception, Mark. You gotta teach rules are rules. You know me.
But no, rules aren't rules. If you're a liberal FUD and you're exactly. working with a group of liberals who believe and are teaching what the law says, they can break the law in their efforts to do that. Herein lies the hypocrisy. You can't do that. If you do that, Lee the Gun Writer Williams goes to jail. They'd make an example out of you. And not only would they make an example out of you, they'd make an example out of you on the spot while you were doing it to make an even bigger example out of you, because they wanted to show you, as the gun nut you are, in violation of their laws. But if you're an anti-gun nut lunatic socialist, it's okay for you. So here's the kicker with this, and I think, you know, we could go on and on about what he did. He violated a number of New Jersey laws. He could easily have a minimum of 4 counts against him. And it apparently looks, he also had live ammunition with all of his gun stuff. Even the National Rifle Association, Lee, as you know, won't allow live ammunition in the room. And they mentioned this in the NJ2AS article, in a training room for safety reasons.
No way.
You don't want to have a human brain fart, make a mistake and load a gun by accident and have what you just talked about with me last week, that dopey cop who shot and killed that 73-year-old woman thinking he had a blank in there and he had a wad cutter. Now she's dead, right? But take a listen to this. The Attorney General's office, because I know Alexander Rubin at NJ2AS, Lee, no doubt wants to know, is he being prosecuted? I can promise you, Alex is in their face. Is he being prosecuted? Are you going to level charges? He's in violation of the law. Don't sit here and tell me about all my laws I got to follow every day and then let him walk away from it. I know Alex is going to get in their face. I may have to bring him to the show Sunday to talk about this. He's listening today, too. So, Alex, you know, I can't wait to hear from you after the program today, because I know I'm going to. The Attorney General's office, Governor Murphy's administration, and the Haddon Township Police have not responded for comment. Gee, I bet they'd have responded for comment if it was you and I up there, wouldn't they, Lee?
Yeah, they're probably heading for the tall timber. The last thing they want to talk to anybody right now is somebody who knows the law and who advocates for personal rights and responsibilities, including the Second Amendment.
You know, I just don't, I can't say I don't get it, because I do get it. I mean, this hypocrisy, I have to move on or I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble. You have a piece up, Lee, that is, I don't know, should I call it disturbing? Snapchat pic gets high school girl suspended for goofing with Army veteran brother. Is disturbing the right word to use?
Yeah, that's the best word we can use under these FCC guidelines right now.
Take it away. What happened here?
This is a young girl, a good kid from all accounts. Her brother just got medically retired out of the Army at age 22 for injuries received overseas. He's home. She obviously idolized her big brother. They're goofing, you know. He gave her a shema that he brought back from overseas. They're both wearing their little shemas. He's holding an AR. She's holding a Glock. They take a picture. She's flipping the bird. Post on Snapchat. No big deal, you would think. It's just a little sis goofing with her older brother. Happy to have him home and in one piece. Well, of course, the school finds out about it. That'd be Colorado's Cherry Creek School Endeavor Academy. And they do an investigation. They call the Arapahoe County Sheriff's Department, the Aurora PD. Law enforcement said, no, she broke no law. There's not a threat here. There's nothing wrong. School calls her in. Mom, Kelly Moyer, is her mother, is, you know, out of her head, crazy, mad. What's going on? What's going on? Well, the school admits she did nothing wrong either. It wasn't posted on anything school-related on her own time in her own home, but they suspended her for 5 days anyway, and they can't give Mom a reason why. So Mom reached out.
To you. The mom reached to her mom. But Kelly reached out to you directly.
Yeah.
Tell
and
us
I'm
about
glad
it.
To see that other folks. Amiland has run it. Reason Magazine, one of my all-time favorite publications, Reason ran a story on it. So it appears to be getting some juice. I'm sure that the family will be talking to an attorney. At least I hope they do, because this is a bunch of crap. This is just a 17-year-old girl goofing with her brother. If the school board had allowed the parents to handle this, you know, mom could have turned it into a teachable moment, as I say in my story. This is a good kid, but they also suspended her from the volleyball team, and they had championships coming up. And, you know, the school board should be ashamed of themselves. And unfortunately, like most public bodies or elected officials, they need to be taught a lesson. The only way to do that is by relieving them of some hard-earned cash that hard-earned, they'd never earned it, the taxpayers did. So I'm sure there's going to be a lawsuit. This is just a bunch of crap.
Ooh, this opens up so many discussions. I want to carry it into the next segment because it does open up so many discussions. I want to play some devil's advocate here with you also about this, Lee, because you mentioned teachable moment. Let me first quote the mother. Please help me. She reached out. You heard, listener, the mom here reached out to Lee, the gun writer Williams, for assistance. And as you heard, Amoland, our great partner, has run this. And others have run it as well. So we're going to go here. This is a great conversation to have. Please help me fight for Allie's First and Second Amendment rights. Please call Cherry Creek School Board 303. We're giving the number now. 303-773-1184. That's Cherry Creek School Board 303-773-1184. She has done nothing wrong. She has unjustly been suspended for posting a picture off campus of her and her brother holding guns going to the gun range. No threats ever made. They are keeping her from her championship volleyball game tonight. Justice for Allie. Please call 303-773-1184. I give you that number again, 303-773-1184. If you call, be professional, be polite. Read up before you do so you know what it is you're calling about. It's right there at thegunwriter.com. You can also follow up. I would encourage you to read more than just one piece about it. Get a couple different perspectives. You can find it at Amoland. Just Google Cherry Creek School, Kelly, Amoland, and it will come up. Suspended. You'll get it. It's all right there. Lee, when we come back from this break, let's go a little deep. I'm going to ask politically correct questions. Okay, and let you give me some answers. Does that sound fair? I'm going to say, well, what about this in the photo? And what about this in the photo? And what do you think about that in the photo? Shouldn't she have been suspended? And we'll get some answers because I'm asking the questions the dopey left is asking, and we're going to get some answers from Lee when we come back here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Make sure to stick around. Don't miss this. I'm going to get to be politically correct for the first time in a long, long time. I'll be right back.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio from the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios that will transform itself into the Armed American Radio's MonsterCast Crossbreed Holster Studios in just 2 days. That program is gearing up. Please visit all of our sponsors that you hear. All of them. VaultPro.com. They're getting ready to put some discounts out for us. As soon as they get me the information, I'm going to put it up on our website, which will be up specific to you as Armed American Radio listeners. A whole range of topics. Supply. GetSupply.com. The razors. That's one going in the giveaway. Here's the deal. On the GunBroker.com range bag giveaway, I'm giving it away in the first hour on Sunday's MonsterCast. Defender Coffee is in it. Emerson Knives is in it. So make sure to be there. Also, make sure to get on that list to get on the future giveaways at ammoland.com/AAR. And I'll tell you about the Personal Defense Network new link, and I'll have it on my new website in the very near future as well. Welcome back inside the studios with me. Let's go to Lee the Gun Writer Williams. Lee, I'm going to be politically correct here, and I'm going to pretend to be a whiny, crybaby, leftist, lunatic, loser, socialist, okay? Who believes that I can go outside and feel the global warming because the temperature is supposed to be a quarter degree warmer this summer than it was last summer. Let me play this whiny crybaby. You ready?
Go for it.
Well, I mean, clearly they're trying to be terrorists. Look what they have on their faces. How did I do?
Well, first of all, I would never debate someone as you have so described yourself or your faux Mark. But yeah, I mean, it's in the comfort of their own home. She's goofing with her brother. There's some other things like the stars and bars that some people may find offensive. Doesn't really matter. The crux of the issue is, even the school board admitted she did nothing wrong, yet they slapped her with a 5-day suspension anyway, because they can, like it was cool.
Oh, but they look like terrorists. And that, you know, I mean, shouldn't they know better?
I think she would have done anything for her brother from what mom says. She just clearly idolizes him. They're playing dress up. You ever run around in army clothes when you were a kid?
What, didn't he wear those face coverings in the military?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that face covering, it's called the what again? The Shema?
Shema.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that Shema, he actually wore that when he was in the Mideast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
He's a decorated hero.
Okay, so let me go to the second one. Clearly, this girl's a racist. There's a Confederate flag. I can see it's behind him.
And did you ever have anything crazy on the walls of your room when you were a kid? Because I know I did.
Yeah, I did. I had stuff on the walls then. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I had stuff my parents hated on the walls. But today's day and age, the whiny liberals have made anybody that has a Confederate flag, which, by the way, still flies rampantly at any NASCAR event that you go to. That might disturb a lot of you, but it does. I'm just saying that it does. It's not a crime. So it's not a crime for him to have that, correct? Did that come into play at all?
I'm guessing that was part of the decision because we live in an era now when for a lot of folks, feelings are more important than constitutional rights.
Okay, so we don't care about rights. Well, I got to get politically correct again. Oh my God, they've got guns.
Yeah, and they've got good trigger discipline, too. And from what mom has said, you know, she's a crack shot. And she and mom and her brother enjoy spending a lot of time at the range.
Her brother is clearly trouble. I think he needs to be looked at by mental health professionals. He must have some kind of sickness because he's coming. He's got one of those military rifles. And what is he doing with that in the presence of his sister? My God. how am I doing, by the way?
You're surprisingly good at it.
Okay, so is the I can't believe he has that assault rifle. Should he be red flagged?
No, no one should. That is a bigger breach of his constitutional rights.
No, I think he should be red flagged. Obviously, the guy needs a red flag. This guy, I mean, he comes back from a war zone. He's clearly got mental deficiencies. I think we need to red flag him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the VA is taking good care of him. That's what they do.
He needs everything taken away from him. This man should not be in the presence of his sister. He's a disgrace. Good heavens. Oh, my God, they're flipping the bird. It looks like they are, but the picture's somewhat obscured. Are they?
Yeah.
Are they flipping the bird at me? Is that who they're flipping the bird at because they don't like what I have to say about their rights?
I did that a bit, too, when I was her age.
That's what they're doing, isn't it?
They're kids. They're goofing, man. They're goofing.
Well, I don't know that they're goofing about that. Hey, let's send a message to all those gun grabbers. They're not going to like this picture. So this has cost her what?
She's doing incredibly well academically and on the volleyball team, and now she's got
off
a big black
team?
Mark in her career. Yeah, kept out of the playoffs for no reason. Again, go back to what the school board admitted to mom. She did nothing wrong. There's no policy violations here whatsoever.
Okay, you
it's
said
just feelings, man. Feelings.
You said this could be a teachable moment. What are the teachable moments here? Okay, let's talk about teachable moments.
If they would have just called mom and said, look, you know, this is what your daughter posted on Snapchat. Could you please take care of it? Mom could have had a very nice conversation with her and her daughter and her son and said, yeah, let's not do that social media like that. There are some people who don't understand what you're doing, and it could cause a little bit of hate and discontent. And that would have been it. And she would have been going to the championship volleyball game, which was last week that she missed, and her record would remain clear, and she'd be doing well academically. But now, you know, it's time to get lawyers involved. I hate to say it, but that's the best remedy for this.
So it's a teachable moment that what I understand to be would be, hey, guys, there are people out there who might find some of what you're doing offensive. In today's day and age, that might not be a good idea. Is that the teachable moment?
Yeah, that might not be a good idea for her right now and where she's at in her life. When she's, you know, your age and my age, she can do whatever the hell she wants.
Well, she should be able to do that now. And as much as
she should, Completely agree. Completely agree. But you see how those pearl clutchers on the school board reacted to it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And this is a sign of where, look, I'm not going to teach you how to parent your kids. And I'm not going to tell you what I would do with my kids have been to the range. But I've taught my kids how to shoot a long time ago. My kids were handling Glocks, and I've got pictures of them handling Glocks. Oh, my God, I bet that's just, I can't believe that. Oh, my gosh. When they were 3 and 4 years old, when they were handling the parts, when my kids were old enough, and I knew as a parent what they were when they were old enough and mature enough to do things, okay? Now, I'm not going to tell you what you do with your kids. You know your own kids' maturity. But these kids did nothing illegal. They were in violation of zero laws. They were not on campus. And if the school wanted to give them a verbal reprimand because it was on social media and that was, as you know, that's politically correct, that would have been a hell of a lot better than wrecking her future. Agreed?
Completely.
Isn't that
completely
what we're talking about here? Look, guys, in today's day and age, there are certain things you might not want to do, even though you didn't break any laws, but she should never have been punished to this degree, right?
Right. I mean, this is complete and a classic overreaction because somebody's feelings got a little ruffled.
And I don't really care. I don't care.
I don't either. This girl's future, there might be colleges that are going to look back at this and reject her for it.
Let's do this. Let's leave the show with this today. Get off of social media. This is just, it's wrecking our society. It really truly is. It's not necessary. And I know you kids use this stuff all day long. Unfortunately, I have to use it for work. But my gosh, Lee, I'm already over.
Me too.
God bless you, man. TheGunWriter.com. I'll be back on the MonsterCast. Don't miss the program this weekend. Enjoy the rest of your next couple days before you hear my voice coming right back at you again.